Bonneville. Funding for a regional fine arts theater to be built in Bonneville Central High School's, BCHS, former gymnasium remains uncertain. The town of Bonneville was the first of three municipalities to be approached by the Clayton Bellamy Foundation for the Arts to help finance the creation of a state-of-the-art theater estimated to cost roughly $1 million in an undeveloped space within BCHS. Initially, the foundation had hoped to acquire the necessary funds and letters of financial support prior to June of this year in order to apply for a $500,000 Community Facility Enhancement Program, CFEP, grant, with the goal of breaking ground in 2022. However, delays in fundraising events and a lack of firm financial commitments from neighboring municipalities in the 2022 fiscal year has slowed the momentum. The Arts Foundation presented to the town on December 14, 2021, seeking $100,000 in financial support, but council opted out of including the funding request in its 2022 budget, due to uncertainty about when funds may be required. Council fully supports building a fine arts theater in our community, Town Sow Bill Rogers told Lakeland this week. But we are waiting for the foundation to be successful in their fundraising efforts. If they are successful in their grant applications, the request will be brought back to council for final approval. The town expects to be a funding partner in this project. Despite the foundation's best efforts to begin fundraising events right away, plans to organize the Clayton Bellamy and Friends fundraiser for June have been pushed to next year. The date isn't confirmed yet, said Lise Fielding, the vice president of the Clayton Bellamy Foundation for the Arts. We tried to have it this year, but no dates were available in June, and because it's a celebrity golf tournament, and all artists are doing festivals in the summer, a summer golf tournament this year wasn't possible. The fundraiser is intended to be an annual celebrity golf tournament and concert event. While the first event will help to fund the building of the theater, in the future, the fundraiser will sustain annual costs for the theater and go toward developing and expanding the annual bursary for Grant McEwen University to be given away to a high school student every year, according to Fielding. The foundation is still working on several other grant applications with hopes to complete the project by August of 2023. MD contributions to be decided next year. The foundation had presented a similar delegation to the MD of Bonneville Council on December 22, 2021. With a request for $178,000 worth of support for the theater. While discussing whether to support the funding request on April 27, consensus was split among council members on how much was a reasonable fiscal contribution from the MD. With a financial ask of $78,000 more than the town of Bonneville and $128,000 more than the city of Cold Lake, not all council members agreed that the division was equitable. There are many residents on the West End and the East End, of the MD, that probably would not attend this facility. So, to have the MD paying 35%, I think it should be the town paying that much, said Cown. Mike Kraviak, with Reeve Barry Kalinske echoing agreement. According to Fielding, the monetary requests asked of each municipality were based on population and distance from the theater location. The reasoning behind the amount requested is that it represents roughly 35% of our required amount we need to raise. The town represented 20% and the city of Cold Lake 10%, outlined Fielding in a letter to the MD, following a request by council to do so. The math breakdown was roughly based on the percentage of population in the MD versus the town. The breakdown for the city of Cold Lake was lower because of the distance to the theater, which decreases the number of the population likely to use our theater on a continual basis, and rent theater space. While not all council agreed on the cost share breakdown, councillors Dana Swigert, Darcy Scarson and Don Slipchik expressed that the amount sought was a small price to pay for a local fine arts theater that would serve the region. Ultimately, council passed a motion to advise the foundation to apply for funding support through the Municipal Community Action Grant Program in 2023. Council also approved a letter of support, in principle, for the value of the Performing Arts Center or theater initiatives. This motion does not commit the municipality to a set contribution, confirmed Sal Alhagen. A decision on funding amounts will be decided if and when the foundation applies for the municipal grant for next year. City of Cold Lake on May 10, the City of Cold Lake Council also heard a delegation from the arts nonprofit with a request of $50,000 for the Fine Art Theater. Cold Lake Council has yet to make a decision on a funding commitment for the proposed theater.